This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. During last year's midterm election in Texas, turnout among young voters tripled compared to the previous midterm. And several political groups say they are working to make sure turnout is even bigger in 2020. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on voter registration efforts targeting young voters ahead of next year's presidential election.
It's early on in the fall semester at UT Austin, and Emily Clark is helping students fill out voter registration forms.
And for that stuff, you can put your driver's license number or the last four of your social.
Clark is a junior at UT. She says getting college students registered isn't always easy. These are largely first-time voters, so there is a lot they don't know. And there's a lot of misconceptions.
And just a lot of them actually think that if they don't have a driver's license from Texas, they can't register to vote here. But that's not true, because as long as you have the last four of your social, you can.
Clark fields questions like these as part of her work with a group called Move Texas. It's a nonprofit working to get young people in the state civically engaged. And that begins with registering them to vote. Charlie Bonner, Move's communications manager, says this work is in high demand these days.
So our budget has increased something near 900% in the past 2 years. And we've added a ton of staff capacity, a ton of field organizers, people out registering voters, engaging them, turning them out. And we're really seeing people start to invest in Texas in a way that they never have before.
Texas has one of the youngest populations in the country. In fact, only Utah, Alaska, and the District of Columbia have younger populations, and not by much. It's projected that by 2022, one in three voters will be under the age of 30 in Texas. Victoria DeFrancesco Soto with the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin says that's a huge possible share of the electorate.
There's a lot of potential there. Young folks don't tend to register, don't tend to vote at the same rates that older folks do.
In Texas, it's particularly dire. In 2014, just 8% of young people turned out to vote. Ray Martinez works for a youth voter engagement effort called Texas Rising. Martinez says investing in young voters in Texas has largely fallen to nonprofits because campaigns see it as a bad investment.
Sometimes when campaigns come along, the investment in young people isn't as strong as maybe in organizations who primarily serve young people, because campaigns have felt that young people wouldn't, you know, turn up for them.
But things have started to change a little. During the 2018 election, turnout among Texas voters under 30 tripled compared to the previous midterm election. Professor Victoria DeFrancesco Soto says that election signaled some huge shifts.
So 2018 reversed a trend that we'd been seeing in terms of decline in voter turnout among youth and among Latinos.
And she says that change is part of the reason the state also experienced one of the closest statewide elections in decades. Henry Martinez says it also makes it easier to raise money to get even more young people and people of color to vote.
Because of the increase in youth voter participation in 2018, donors are excited about that. They want to see that continue to grow.
With that money, youth registration groups are working to register thousands of young Texas voters ahead of 2020. But Martinez says the increased turnout isn't just about having more money. Martinez says young people are also responding to what's happening in the country, including policies and decisions being made that many of them don't agree with.
There's a lot of bad stuff that's happening right now. I think that people on campus that we're encountering, you know, want to do something. I know that they want to have a say in the political process, and we're seeing just more enthusiasm on campus in general.
For organizers who have been doing this work for a while, this is about more than 2020. Charlie Bonner with Move Texas says this is also about investing in the state's future.
And the thing about being a voter is that once you do it, it's a habit. You know, if we get folks to vote in 2 to 3 elections, they become lifelong voters. And so this election, after that massive growth in 2018, is going to be critical to creating that habit for young voters.
Bonner says this is about making sure Texas's electorate accurately reflects the young and diverse population that lives here. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.